When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards, so any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello everyone, it's Will here from the 21st Century Football Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I want to send you over to our social media platforms. Please go and follow us only at 21st Century FB. That's both our username for Twitter and Instagram. And you can also find us on YouTube by searching 21st Century Football. Hit subscribe. And if you've got a mate that likes this sort of thing, don't be rude. Just go and tell him about it and we can all become football friends. Enjoy the episode.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. And today we're starting with one of the world's greatest strikers and icons. That's what it says here anyway. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
She's an older lady. She's more mature.
Good God. Wow. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying there is anything wrong with it.
The chaos wouldn't be there as well, would there? It was literally like, everyone was like, what's going on?
I came like a king, left like a legend. Is that Zlatan or is it WWE superstar Ric Flair?
It sound right, boy.
Today's show, we have Adam Brown. Adam, how are you?
I'm good, Will. I'm good.
You ready to talk about Zlatan?
I'm always ready to talk about Zlatan.
Statman Dave.
I'm good as well. Zlatan.
I didn't ask that.
What a man.
Yeah? When he played for Man United, so has that piqued your interest a little bit more?
A little bit, I'd say so. Obviously, a little bit unfortunate not to lift the Europa League with injury.
Right,
obviously,
okay,
you missed a lot of the tournament. But yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Let's leave your red agenda at the door. We kick off this episode like we do with all of our episodes, where I just get the Wikipedia up and sort of give us a little refresh of where he's born, what he's done, what he likes to eat. Zlatan's one was very large, so we've had to cut it down. That's the Wikipedia day for talking.
Oh, not his balls.
Oh, God. Not his. Did you say not his balls?
We'll talk about it later on. We don't want to dive into all the action now. Come on.
It's not one of them crude shows. Zlatan Ibrahimovic was born on the 3rd of October 1981. He's a Swedish professional footballer who plays a striker for Serie A club at Milan. Ibrahimovic is widely regarded as one of the best strikers of his generation. Immediately. Adam, what do you think of that statement?
I agree with it. I mean, he was born in Sweden, presumably, in 1981. I do agree that, you know, he's got this, you know, if we're talking iconic players of the 21st century, for me, he's one that immediately springs to mind. Everything that you get from Zlatan when you sign him as a club, you get this kind of brand that immediately kind of heightens everything. So, yeah, he's definitely going to go down as one of the iconic players no matter what, just because he's got that something about him. There's not many players who've got that aura and that air about him, and Zlatan is definitely one of them. Regardless of whether you rate him or not, he's going to always be, you know, someone who's going to cause talking points.
Well, let's have a look at those top line stats, Dave. He scored 570 career goals, including 500 club goals, but he's still going, Dave.
He is still going.
Can we get the big 600?
I think so. You know, watching him in Serie A, he's still absolutely fine. Milan are quite direct to him. He's more of a target man these days, looking for long balls up to him, and he's bringing people into play. It suits their style. It suits the players around him. But in terms of Zlatan, you mentioned the thing before, you know, one of the greatest strikers of our generation. I completely agree with that. If you were to design a striker, tall, quick, amazing touch, athletic, flexible, can score any type of goal, power in his shots, that's him. So if you're making a player on the PlayStation on FIFA or any other game, like Pro Evolution Soccer, of course, because Zlatan used to be really good on Pro Evolution Soccer, that's exactly what you create. He's the guy. But has he underachieved in his career?
You always get a bit of like baggage with him as well, don't you? Because like, to kind of go back to what I said before, you're very aware that when you sign Zlatan, it has to be about Zlatan. So straight away, you just think, how are the other players in the team going to kind of react to him being there? You are taking on a lot. I mean, you're going to get guaranteed goals. Even when he came into United, you know, there was a few people going, is he too old? Is he past it? Have they got him 10 years too late? But I knew straight away he was going to be, you know, you knew he was going to be United's top scorer that season. You knew he was going to bag goals no matter where he goes. If you look at some of the other iconic players, you can kind of pinpoint their best moment in their career. Where's the club that they excelled the most? What springs to mind straight away? with Zlatan? Where do you think that he's done his best work, so to speak? I think it's harder to pin that down with Zlatan than it is to say a Ronaldo or a Messi, obviously, them kind of players. But for Zlatan, where, I don't know. Has he underachieved? Possibly. I don't know.
Well, the thing that we've got, obviously, the most decorated active footballer. So, no. But then at the same time, he's not won the World Cup and he's not won the Champions League. Obviously, with Sweden, that is a big ask. Or even the European Championship. It's a big, big ask for one player to carry a team. But we've seen Ronaldo do it. So, you kind of look at Zlatan, you know, through his career. Did he make the right decisions to go to the right clubs at certain times? Because, you know, he was probably in the prime when he did move to Barcelona. Obviously, that didn't work out for whichever reason. But then he went to PSG. Was that the right call for a player that could have been the centre-forward for any team in Europe?
Yeah, but I mean, what I think we've got to establish as well, when PSG come calling, so does the money, Dave.
It does, but then with Zlatan, he was always going to get paid.
Yeah, but there's paid and then there's paid.
I know what you're saying, but as well, you've got to look at it from Zlatan's perspective. He's just played at Barcelona for a season. He's probably going to have a hefty amount of cash in the bank. Surely it needs to be about trophies. Well, not trophies. It needs to be about one trophy, the European Cup. Because I think that's where we hold, why we say, okay, right, what, you know, Messi's best year was one of the years he won the European Cup. Ronaldo's best years, when he won the European Cup. And I think that's, we've got to look at it like that.
Yeah, because if you say, like, most, you know, decorated active player or whatever, you know, you can win domestic trophies in France all you want, but realistically, when you kind of stack up against the other big players, is anyone going to go, well, he's won two League Cups in France? No one's really bothered, really, you know, to be honest. So I think that, you know, if he hadn't have gone to PSG at that moment, where, you know, at that time when he went to PSG, where do you think he'd have fit in?
The big one, obviously, with, you know, his later years at Manchester United,
yeah.
Potentially that could have been an option. That was around the time they were in a bit of a transitional phase. I think Berbatov got the boot the season after. But I just felt like PSG, it was at the start of the, you know, the build of the football club. You know, it was when the money had sort of just come. They were trying to get to the top. They wanted a big name. They went with Zlatan. It just feels like it would have been nicer to see him at a club that was properly competitive at the top of Europe for that time. Because we know he's a goal scorer. That's the thing. He scores every single type of goal. You know, the amount of goals that are in his highlights clips that are ridiculous. The free kicks, the volleys, the overhead kicks are insane. So wherever he goes, he's going to score goals. There's going to be a manager that finds a system that gets him, you know, to a point of greatness. But did he quite get there? I think that is the big question. Did he get to that point where he was the best player in the world at one point in his career?
Do you think he needs to be that main man? Do you think that's obviously the reason why? Because his numbers at Barca weren't bad.
Well, that's like, it ties into it as well, doesn't it? As soon as Messi was playing down the middle, he said Pep had no bollocks, and then that was the end of it.
Really. That's what he mentioned before about balls. You know, that was the key part there. But, you know, in terms of just looking at his overall numbers at Barcelona, they were decent in half a season. You know, we're looking at his goal tally over there, 21 goals in 45 games. The reason that it didn't work was, how do you fit Messi and Zlatan in one team? I think both players...
4-2-3-1, just Messi in behind, that's how I do it.
I think you lack defensive work in there, but also you've got to consider Iniesta, Xavi, Busquets are at the club.
Good lads.
Great lads, but they were at the club. And it didn't quite work. I think Messi, you know, as much as Messi is this kind of quiet character, it got to a point where it was ego versus
quiet
ego.
Quiet, but he's one of them, like...
Yeah, little jabs.
Doing
yeah,
a bit. You know, there's a lot of talk of ego, isn't there, though? This is the thing for me.
What, like clash of ego?
Yeah, like everywhere he goes, it seems to be this... It's like, you know, conditions have got to be perfect for him to thrive.
I thought that changed a little bit at United, because he just sort of like looked like he was sort of mentoring, especially like the younger players, yeah. Like Pogba and Lingard. He was sort of like a father figure.
Marcus Rashford. Yeah.
But then he sort of...
But like you say, but that's later in his career when you could argue that, you know, he was past his best. I mean, still a great player, but past his best. And is it like, did he almost mature too late?
Yeah.
Should he have kind of... had that element of his personality a bit earlier in his career, maybe? Would that have elevated him and gone, wow, he's actually, if he was more of a team player, maybe, could he have been? But then do you lose that edge that he's got of being this mercurial kind of figure?
I think you look at, like, that summer was a big summer for him.
Yeah.
He leaves Inter Milan after winning Serie A under Jose, obviously a brilliant team. But he leaves that team and joins Barcelona. The transfer, Eto'o goes the other way.
Whoa.
Inter Milan, stick Diego Milito up front, becomes... the best number nine in European
that
football.
That man deserves an episode.
And they win the Champions League. I completely agree with that.
It'd be 10 minutes, but it'd be a great episode.
It'd be like the most clinical, the most clinical striker I've ever seen
for one season.
For one season, hardly any chances would score goals. Incredible player, but that's the point there, that he left Inter Milan, they win the Champions League. Left Barcelona, they win the Champions League.
Oh
wow. She's saying it's all his fault.
No, so I'm not saying
what
that.
What you're saying is, if you want to win the Champions League, get him and then get rid of him.
That's
and then
exactly what you do. That's what Man United should have done post the Barcelona spell. But I think with that Barca team, I don't think that works with Messi. Messi was pushed out wide right at that point. Guardiola was toying with that idea of playing him through the middle, or had done the previous season, of playing that kind of false nine role. That's where Messi had to go. That's where Messi was going to get the ball in dangerous areas. Zlatan was occupying that space. They both, in a way, like to received the ball to feet. They were both dropping off the line. The balance wasn't right in that side. You had to move on. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about football. You can't just buy 11 superstars and put them in their team. You need the water carriers. And I think that Barcelona team with Zlatan and Messi didn't have enough work rate and desire and determination. We saw that. I think they got knocked out by Chelsea that year. Horrible Chelsea team. Super defensive, played on the counter-attack. But Barca didn't have enough to break them down, but also didn't have enough balance to deal with the counter. I think that's what happens when you have Messi and Zlatan.
Ad, it's the point of the show where we're bringing quotes to the table.
Ooh, okay.
What have you got for me? You've got a stat, haven't you?
I've got a little stat here, which is an interesting one. I mean, it seems, you know, in terms of modern day transfers, we've got to kind of cast our minds back a little bit and think about when these transfers happened. But Zlatan was the first player in the history of football to be transferred three times for more than €20 million when he left AC and went to Barca. So he was obviously, you know,
that's big money back then.
It was big money back
it
then.
It sounds, the crazy thing with football is that's 20 million, that's nothing.
You can't
get anything these days.
What would that get you these days?
Maybe John Joe Shelby?
Yeah.
Good God. I mean, we've had some great moments in this century, but I mean, that is an absolute damning statement.
Well, I was going to say three quarters of Callum Wilson, so, you know, it's not much better.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, but you look at that clearly he was always in demand, and people were prepared to keep paying those massive, you know, massive transfer fees for him.
It was massive,
you know, three John Joe Shelvies, come on.
So it is justified, isn't it, Dave, when you're spending that amount of money three times over for Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Absolutely, you're getting goals. You are getting goals, and it's just like that. I don't think he had the right manager, really. I think that might have been the slight thing in terms of maybe his youth career working under someone like a Jurgen Klopp. We think the development of Lewandowski. Zlatan and Lewandowski are reasonably similar players, but Lewandowski will give you that work rate. And I think if Zlatan had maybe played under Klopp, bought into that idea, that would have been a massive clash of egos as well, to think of that.
I don't see that working.
Do you think he's needs the right manager and all that? Even though he's got this kind of very outwardly quite arrogant and this kind of swaggering sort of persona that people know him for, do you still think he's one of them players that needs to be told that he's very good? Or does he just I am amazing? But do you think people go, yeah, you are? Yeah. Does he need that like reassurance though?
I think early on in his career, he probably needed someone to tell him that he's just a striker. Strikers, you know, aren't going to lift you the European Cup. A team is.
Yeah.
And I think that has maybe caused him a little bit of problem. That ego has taken over. And I think managers now with Zlatan, they need egos to deal with him. Or he runs the show.
Yeah.
Right, Stefan Pioli at AC Milan probably takes a bit of a backward seat in the dressing room. Zlatan probably deals with a lot of that stuff there. So I think it's one of these things where his ego has been something that has made him so great, but also slightly hindered him right at that top level.
Yeah, I bet he ran the place at LA Galaxy, didn't he? I bet he was doing the canteen. I bet he was everywhere.
Ashley Cole. Good
I bet he was. I bet he was serving the. It was all like, you know, it was Latin related menu in the canteen. I bet he was all.
Though, like, you know, when you're doing like simple passing drills, a bit. It's not like that.
Yeah, it's like, I've got to redo it now because of the way you want to go.
Dave,
definitely.
I believe you've got a quote for us.
I have a quote from the horse's mouth.
Hang on, Dave. You can't. I see myself similar to Zlatan because we both got big noses, but you can't be calling him a horse. That's just really not on.
Just a phrase. Well, nothing against people with big noses. Absolutely. I love a big nose, me. I can't help but laugh at how perfect I am.
Right. Now, immediately, I'm thinking of his nose.
Yeah.
Can anyone else take this away from me, please?
You're a little bit obsessed with his nose, aren't you, Will?
Actually, I have got a big nose. I don't know.
Do you look for Zlatan for inspiration?
Well, it's sort of similar players, really. You know, tall, leggy, flexible, maybe not. But I sort of compare myself to that a little bit.
Do you think you'd go down to Arsenal, do a trial at Arsenal? Do you reckon you'd do that or not? Do you think it's too much for you?
I couldn't look staying at Birmingham City. But anyway, well, he
famously said at the Arsenal trial that he doesn't do auditions. That was it when he said that. He said, I don't do auditions.
And
so,
this was like he hadn't established himself, had he?
No, but also I do think that obviously when he went to LA Galaxy and he was kind of in that, you know, in America, if he wanted to break Hollywood, that was an issue because he's kind of, you know, he's nixed any idea of getting a film. Don't do auditions. So I'm thinking he's shut that door, hasn't he? You know what I mean? If he wants to transition maybe to movies at some point, if they want him for a screen test, it ain't not happening with Zlatan.
But if we ever want to look at like sort of a microcosm that sums up his career, when he made his debut in a derby against LAFC, I mean, the goal from the halfway line, I think he scored a hat trick that day.
It almost was like he was playing against children.
Yeah.
In his spell in the MLS. The goals that he scored were ridiculous. There was that one from the halfway. There was the one where he flicked the ball over the head of the defender. Then it's a bicycle kick. Yeah. There's another one where he controls it, flicks it back over the defender, then volleys it from like 30 yards. Like, again, for Zlatan, I think he made the wrong moves at the wrong time. Like, he was too good for the MLS at that point. Yeah. No disrespect to the MLS, but Zlatan is still offering something for AC Milan, as we mentioned previously. Like, that seems like a payday, end of his career type vibe. He's just not there yet. Yeah. He's really not there yet. And I think you've got to look at his wife's his agent. Has she made the decisions that's been the best for Zlatan's career? You know, there's big links with Mina Raiola. We've seen so many big players fail under Mina Raiola.
I feel like, Will, you're quite sort of, you know, you get quite, you know, romanticise his time in LA. Yeah. I think you quite like it, don't you, in a way?
Well, I do, but then when we were having a chat off air and people were saying what was Zlatan's most iconic moment, I couldn't get past the Tyrone Mings sort of when he got stamped on. So yes and no to that.
I bet Tyrone Mings would be happy that he got in Zlatan's most iconic moment.
Yeah, I mean, let's do 10 minutes on that.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're going to take a little ad break. We'll be back after this.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickoff. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Acast recommends podcasts we love.
If you are looking for a brand new true crime podcast, listen to The Making of a Detective, brought to you by The Irish Sun. The series is out right now and focuses on many of Ireland's most notorious cases and the man who once solved them. In episode 1, Pat Murray's story begins with the historic 2007 conviction of the murderer Joe O'Reilly.
Put his thumb up and he said, "I see you, Pat," like, you know, as if to say, "F you, you can't get me."
Follow along as we share the dramatic details of each case. Download The Making of a Detective.
Acast is home to the world's best podcasts, including the critically acclaimed West Cork and the one you're listening to right now.
The MLS thing is just very much padding the numbers, isn't it, really?
Because a bit Pelé-esque.
Well, yeah, to an extent, because, you know, you can marvel at how great he was for LA Galaxy and all this, and oh wow, but let's not forget some of the players that have gone from the Premier League to MLS and done amazing things. Darren Huckabee was unbelievable. He was unbelievable.
Bradley Wright Phillips.
Basically
like the next Messi.
Yeah,
he's the leading scorer, isn't he?
I mean, Robbie Keane obviously was a great player anyway, but he went to the MLS in his later stage of his career.
Maybe
just,
that's what
amazing.
Motivated Zlatan. He saw Darren Huckabee's numbers and he was like,
That's probably the reason why he went. The millions of dollars were probably nothing to do with it. It was more about taking Darren Huckabee down, knocking him down a peg or two. But I don't know. I just think that's not, for me, it's not going to, you know, put a mark against him in terms of how iconic a player he was, and we should obviously kind of classify him in that top bracket.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he wanted to pay at the end of his career. No one's going to, you know, everyone would do it.
That's the thing. Like, we keep talking about payday decisions in career, right? He went to PSG for a payday.
Yeah.
Why has he got to go to LA for a payday?
Look, if you don't like his wife, just come out and say it.
She's an older lady. She's more mature.
Oh, good God. Wow.
She is. It's one of those. She's 50 and Zlatan's nearly 40.
Nothing wrong with that, Dave.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Wrong with that. I just like to distance myself from Dave's comments. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying there is anything wrong with it. What I'm saying here is, I'm just saying decision-wise, right? So the back end of that Milan season, 35 goals in 44 games. Then he leaves for PSG. His last year at PSG, he scores 50 in 51 games. But you think in terms of European competitions, best season came in the 13-14 season, scored 10 goals in 8 Champions League games. That was probably prime Zlatan. That's when he needed to be at a competitive team.
Yeah.
That's where he needed to potentially be at Juve.
Yeah,
Juve at that time were disgraceful.
Is that when they had Mandzukic?
We're talking Allegri. That the season after they got to the final with Paul Pogba, with Vidal.
Yeah, yeah. Got, yeah.
That is the team.
So there was a place.
I was thinking, what team should Zlatan have gone to? Should have gone back to Juve.
Yeah,
would have been a bit of a controversy. Obviously, playing for Juve, Milan, Inter Milan. You know, he's done the whole thing.
He
doesn't really care.
He's not bothered, is he?
But that could have been the club for him.
Yeah.
You know, instead of getting Gonzalo Higuain. Brings Zlatan back home.
Yeah, but then there's probably a reason Juventus didn't go for him.
Well, probably, but I think that could have been a perfect mix for him because they needed someone like that.
Got you.
You know, they went from Higuain to Ronaldo. They were looking for that final piece in their jigsaw. Could have been Zlatan.
Gents, we have got about 25 minutes in, and Adam, we've not mentioned... Well, it's time to mention the most iconic moments, and I'm going to start with you because I think you've got mine.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go for one that I think immediately springs to mind is the overhead kick. Yeah. Sweden versus England, when he scored 4 goals in the game as well, which is just, I mean, it was a masterclass, wasn't it, that game? That was, I think for a lot of people who maybe hadn't seen Zlatan that much, and he was more of a, you know...
A meme.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, where it was kind of people were like,
oh,
yeah, Zlatan was more of a character than a footballer to a lot of people in some ways. And you that night you just saw him do his thing and it was just unbelievable. Now, I did pick that as my iconic moment, but then kind of looking into it a little bit more, not to take away too much from him, but the England team that night was a disgrace. let me just run through the team. Like, I just did a little bit of research on this. Just to run through the team, we had Joe Hart in net, Glenn Johnson, who came off to replace by Carl Jenkinson.
Good God.
Yeah. Stephen Colker at the back, who was replaced by Ryan Shawcross, Gary Cahill, fair. Leighton Baines, fair. Tom Cleverley.
Great player.
Who was then replaced by Jack Wilshere, Stephen Gerrard, who was replaced by Tom Huddleston.
Oh. Wait.
Leon Osman. I mean, listen.
Nothing wrong with Leon Osman.
This is no disrespect to any of these players. They're all good, you know, established Premier League players. I was just a bit stunned. Ashley Young replaced by Daniel Sturridge. Raheem Sterling replaced by Wilfried Zaha and Danny Welbeck. So, listen, not a stellar lineup for England night.
The Swedish team wouldn't have been great. Maybe Andreas Svensson was still playing.
Yeah, place? I think Granqvist was playing.
Granqvist.
And Jonas Olsen.
Martin Olsen.
We're talking like, you know, Wigan and West Brom centre-backs here. So, you know, creme de la creme.
Shawcross to be replaced by Stephen Colker.
Yeah.
I think that sums up the argument.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, technique-wise, you can't argue with it, especially the overhead kick that went straight over Joe Hart. Would he have got the space if he'd have had a Rio Ferdinand or John Terry closing him down and not around Shawcross?
Chaos
Cross.
Wouldn't be there as well, would there? It was literally like, the
goal was like, you know, no, and that's not, I'm not taking it away from Zlatan.
I think it was a great goal for Swedish football and it was a fully well-deserved goal, outplayed them on the night, and Zlatan with a magic bit of magic, eh?
It was, more than anything, it was just the audacity that he actually tried that. And that's what for me, with Zlatan, we talk about iconic players. What I love about him is the fact you don't know what you're going to get. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's very rare that you get players that are those, like, as I mentioned before, the Mavericks, the mercurial figures. There's not enough of them in football anymore because I think a lot of the time they get discouraged from doing it. Yeah. Plus, no one wants to take a risk because you just look an idiot if you don't come off. And, you know, there's so much at stake now in games that if you try something that's a little bit flamboyant or something that's got this kind of a flair touch to it and it doesn't work, you go, right, well, you've cost us the game, potentially millions of quid. So, you know, it just doesn't happen as much anymore.
No, I think that's great. But do you think that's down to, like, he grew up in a non-social media era as well? Well, he's Latin, isn't he? So,
no, but I know what you mean. Like, when he came through, there was probably less pressure to kind of adhere to kind of certain rules or tactics
or
whatever.
Comparing yourself.
Yeah, and you know, and he was very much probably encouraged to kind of, well, that's the kind of player that I am. And, you know, you wonder now if coaches are kind of maybe taking some of that out of the game with the younger players, or younger players are worried about looking stupid or not coming off. I'm not going to not get a chance to be, you know, especially the bigger clubs, when it, for youth players to come through, it's harder, isn't it? But yeah, I think that for him to even try that is just... I remember
the audacity that, is pretty incredible.
It's crazy. It's one of the best goals I've seen.
Prime but it went in, I was like, as well.
I couldn't believe it. What was that?
Primetime ITV as well. So you've got the eyes.
I mean, mate, the viewers they pulled in from that. Wow. Exactly. Do you know what I want to do? Just dead quick as well.
Yeah.
We know you mentioned the quotes before, Dave. I've got a few little quotes here that I want to try and run past you boys, but there's a slight twist to it.
Oh, go on.
Right. So this game, the way it's going to work is, I've got a quote, and it's either Zlatan. Mm-hmm. Or someone else, and you've got to decide if you think it's Latin or not.
Okay.
So the first one is, if you drive a Ferrari, you put premium petrol in the tank, hit the motorway, and you step on the gas. He filled up with diesel and took a spin in the countryside. He should have bought a Fiat. Is that Jeremy Clarkson talking about James May on Top Gear, or is it Zlatan talking about Pep?
I think it's Clarkson, because Zlatan's quite business savvy, and there was a lot of brands mentioned in there, and I think he didn't want to be paid to mention those brands.
Fiat, bracket, or any other reputable car company.
I think he said something similar about Pep. I'm going to go with Zlatan.
It is Zlatan. Oh, it is Zlatan about Pep. Okay, 1-0 to Dave. Right, okay, the next one. The measure of a man is what he does with power. Is that Zlatan, or is it Plato?
I think that's Plato.
I think Plato.
It is Plato. But it's not inconceivable that it would be Zlatan at the same time. Yeah. Okay.
It was too smart for Zlatan. Yeah.
The next one. It is possible for ordinary people to choose to be extraordinary. Is that Zlatan or Elon Musk?
Well, don't get Dave starting on Elon Musk. We'll have some Bitcoin referral codes out in this.
Yeah, anybody some Bitcoin?
use the code STATMAN20.
I wish one day we'll get the Bitcoin deal. To be paid in Bitcoin.
I'm going to go... I'll go Zlatan just because I know Dave will go Musk.
I don't think that's Zlatan mentality. He thinks he's special, like a superhero.
You're going Musk?
I'm
going
to go Musk.
It is Musk.
Oh, no,
and the final one. Oh, come on, Will. Just to, you need to get. I mean,
it's embarrassing.
Listen, Dave's won, but yeah, you need to.
Need
you know,
some fantasy points.
Yeah, just for sort of dignity. The last one. I came like a king, left like a legend. Is that Zlatan, or is it WWE superstar Ric Flair? Oh,
you were really tugging at my heartstrings here.
Proper egg on the face here, mate.
Do that one again, sorry, Pop.
I came like a king. Left like a legend.
I don't think Ric Flair has ever referred to himself as a king, because that's Triple H's sort of mantra.
Ooh.
Is mantra a word?
Mantra.
Mantra. Mantra. So I'm going to go for Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
What are you saying?
I think I've heard that quote before, and I think it's Zlatan.
No, you're going second every time. It's like a shit game of tennis.
It is Zlatan. It is Zlatan. Referring to his time at PSG. I believe. So there you go. But again, it's not inconceivable that it would be something that Ric Flair would say. So, you know.
Exactly. All of them. Right, gents, it's now time for Dave's iconic moment of Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Obviously, a lot of good goals, but I think there was one that stands out by an absolute sore thumb for Ajax against NAC Breda. You guys have seen the goal?
Yep.
Waltzes through, dances. The thing that I quite like about it, though, Pro Evolution Soccer, a bit of a throwback. Biggest trick he used to pull, the square X.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot to pass, a little bit of a shot feint.
Yeah.
When Zlatan waltzes through, literally, square X is one guy, square X is another guy, square X is another, and then just destroys the keeper as well. It's embarrassing.
He's done so much in his career, Dave, and that is your iconic moment for him?
The greatest player never to win the European Cup. I think that's why that's the greatest moment.
Yeah.
Because that was young Zlatan. What could he accomplish in the game? His potential was unreal. Again, mentioned before, PlayStation player.
Yeah.
Pez player.
A Pez player.
Right, gents, it's now time for the most important moment of this podcast. We're building up a list. Some would argue the positions on the list, but we got to rate Zlatan. Three topics we're going to rate him on. Would we go to the pub with him? Five aside, would we have him in our team? And just how iconic was he in the 21st century? Adam, I'll start with you. Would you go to the pub with him?
Well... I wouldn't not go to pub with him, but I don't know. I think it's got to be about him, hasn't it? Do you know what I mean? Even if he's at a football club or it's his night, I feel like it'd be Zlatan's night. You're not choosing the bar. Right. You're going where he wants to go. You know, I feel like if you get the wrong drink, he's going to throw a bit of a hissy fit. So, yeah, I think it'd be entertaining. Mm-hmm. Put it that way. Out of 10, 7.
7, nice, interesting.
Yeah, I just don't think it'd be as wild as people think. I think he'd be quite laid back on that. I think he'd be one that stood in the corner sort of just brooding, you know, like looking a bit like, you
more
know.
Carrot juice and cocktail, do you think?
Yeah, unless there's one called the Zlatan, then he's obviously ordering that.
Very good point.
Clearly, I mean, if that's not on the menu, I don't think he's going through the door, so we'll have to wait and see. I'm going to say a 7, Will.
Lovely stuff. Dave, connoisseur of the cocktail, would you take a minute?
It's a tough one. I think if his wife's there, I think that's going to boost the score for me.
He's obsessed, isn't he?
I think that'll give it a better score. I think them as a combination, that'll be a good night out. I think you go for a nice meal, have some nice food.
Are you third wheeling with Zlatan and his wife here?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm just tagging along. I want to see what it's like. Look, I want to see the dynamic.
You know, he's going to be whispering going, should never have gone to LA Galaxy.
Never LA Galaxy. It was her fault. It was her fault. Basically creating a bit of fireworks for my entertainment for the evening. I would go with I'll go with an 8, if that's the case. You know, if that's the setup, I think that'd be quite good.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go for... I'm going to go for an 8, just because there's stories that have not been told that maybe, you know, after one or two shots that you could be told by him.
Mm.
Maybe you save him for his book.
Yeah, no, I like that.
And maybe you could sort of like seed them out to different publishers.
I like it, business as well, you know. They're a very business focused couple.
Never switch off, mate, that's my problem. Five aside team. Ad, would you have him in your team?
No, I think he'd be a bit greedy.
Yeah.
If I'm paying a fiver, you know, everyone's going all in.
I
used to play five aside, you know, back in the school days, play five aside at weekend or whatever. Get down to the soccer dome. There's always that one guy who, you know, you've all paid the same money and you're thinking, hang on a minute, how many touches have I had compared to him? I just think Zlatan would be, again, and I wouldn't like to play on the same team as him necessarily, because I think if I made a mistake, I don't think he'd shout at me. He'd just give me a withering look. Do you know what I mean? One of them where he's like, lost the ball again, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not one of them. And I think, sorry, I feel like I'd be constantly apologising to him for making mistakes.
And then he wouldn't like that either. And then stop apologising.
Yeah, and I just think it'd all get you know, a bit of a mess. Don't get me wrong, he'd be scoring goals for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the work rate for a five-a-side. I don't think he's going to be someone who's going to run his socks off for you. I'll go for a 7 again.
7, okay. Yeah. That's quite fair. Statman?
I think you've got to break this one down into two categories of five-a-side. I think number one, in the league, you're playing a league, right? 5 points for the league, 5 points for with your mates. In the league, you want Zlatan, right?
Right, yeah.
Imagine, you know, he could deal with any of the trouble. Anything kicks off, Zlatan with his karate style, nice, you know, you're kind of done. Also, you know, I'm not the greatest technical footballer. You know, I like to clear the ball. Five-a-side, right? You're pumping the ball up. Anything Zlatan's going to control, he's going to bring it down, he's bagging goals. So league format, five-a-side, Zlatan, I'm going to give him a 5 out of 5. But
with your mates.
I agree with your mates, I'm going to give it a 0. Ball hog. I hate a ball hog. I really do. Zero. Look, you know, gone are the days of old school football, everyone dribbling. We're not in 1880. Five-a-side needs to be about tiki-taka football, passing it around, everyone getting a touch. So Zlatan just wouldn't be involved with that.
No.
So I'm going to give him a 0 from that capacity. So 5 overall, Will, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If we were doing Stanley Matthews, he'd score so low on this. but that's for another day. I'm going to go for 4 just for the reasons above. That you've all mentioned. And
we just don't like ball hoggers.
Yeah, I don't like play. I don't play league five-a-side, so mine's all about paying a fiver, and like you said, Adam, am I getting my money's worth? I don't think I would. Iconic moments. Iconic man. All that he's won, or all that he's yet to win. Dave, I'll start with you. What are you saying?
5.
Wow.
Shit.
I'm going with that because no World Cup, no European Cup.
Yeah.
No, you see, World Cup though, Dave. If it's Sweden.
I don't care who it is. If Zlatan was the lion that he says he is, they win something.
Are you thinking of like a Ronaldo at Portugal?
I'm thinking a proper carry job.
If you don't mark him the same way because he plays with the Ivory Coast, there will be trouble.
Well, Didier Drogba won the European Cup with Chelsea, of course.
Yeah.
Changes it. He scored in a final. He was a clutch player.
Well,
I think that's the big thing with Zlatan, that he has won everything, but he's made the wrong decisions in his career.
And who made and those I've got, decisions?
And that has got to be... And that is, for me, that's got to be a big, big part of this. Did he make the right call in his career? No, he didn't.
Right, okay. 5 from Dave. I'm sure he'll be disappointed to hear that.
I feel like he lost 5 points because he married the wrong woman.
Well,
do you know what? I'm going to take a slightly different approach to Dave in the sense I'm going to focus more on the, like you say, the iconic as not just a player in terms of his stats, but
the brand.
Yeah, and as a figure and as a man. Like because that. I think I'm gonna go for 9 out of 10.
Nice.
Because I think for 21st century, if we look at the last 20 years of football, he's one of the names that immediately springs to mind.
Yeah.
You know, and again, and obviously, you know, not just sort of cast, you know, not to cast aside the goals and the performances and the trophies that he's won, but as someone that we're going to look back on as an iconic player,
mm-hmm.
if you take everything on board as well as his goals, you know, his quotes, his, you know, his shenanigans that is off the pitch and everything that goes with Zlatan, I think I think it justifies it. Yeah, I'm going for 9 out of 10. Again, I think if he'd have got the trophies that Dave said, it could have been a 10.
I'll go for an 8. Similar pattern, but I don't know. You know, I don't want to feed his ego even more. right, let me do the numbers. 16, 20.
I'm just going to cut it because it takes Will a good 2 hours to do this bit.
Gents, Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored 61.
Oh, I think that's... Yeah, he's not out of 10 for a 5-a-side game. He's really done him in there, hasn't he?
He got 5 out of 10.
He got 0
from the you know friend participation.
Yeah,
him. In comparison, it's not too bad.
It's okay. It's okay. I think that like could have won more.
Better than Ronaldo, apparently.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
But you've got to factor in. This is what we do on this podcast, Dave. We don't just factor in what he's done on the pitch.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's a better night out than Zlatan.
But
are you having a better night? Like you're just having a better time.
Don't know.
No, I do. We'll stop there. Ridiculous. That's all we have time for today. That's a Zlatan Ibrahimovic episode complete. And we've got to chat about one of the finest footballers of the 21st century. Thank you to Adam Brown. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Will.
Thanks, that man, Dave.
Better night with Ronaldo.
Have a day off. If you'd like another podcast to listen to, please search for Football Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies like Chris Kamara's Mr. Unbelievable.
Oh, Chris Kamara is a great guy. Definitely listen to that.
We will see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18+. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Sports Social Podcast Network.